This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize a third shot of a COVID-19 vaccine for some people with weakened immune systems. News outlets say the FDA would likely approve a third shot of either the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccine as soon as today. An advisory panel of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet Friday to discuss giving booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines for some people with compromised immune systems. Meantime, California became the first U.S. state Wednesday to require teachers and support staff to either be inoculated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing. Governor Gavin Newsom said the new order applies to both public and private schools across the nation's most populous state and includes teachers, aides, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and volunteers. And the Canadian government announcing Wednesday that it was developing a digital COVID-19 vaccine passport for its citizens to use for international travel. Zambians head to the polls today to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of the 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future, and a second round could result if a candidate does not receive more than 50% of the ballots cast. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rescuers resuming their search today for survivors and victims of a large landslide which crossed a highway in the mountains of northern India on Wednesday, killing at least 13 people. A bus, a truck, and two cars were smashed in that landslide. Police say dozens of people are still there trapped in the bus. More than 100 rescuers, including police and paramilitary personnel, have been deployed to clear the rubble using earth movers. Authorities say so far, 14 people have been rescued. Sudan's civilian cabinet has resolved to turn over President Omar al-Bashir and other ex-officials over to the International Criminal Court to face multiple charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, according to a statement obtained by VOA from the Sudan News Agency. Several news organizations, including CNN, reported that the handover to the court will take place, but no timetable was reported. The ICC issued arrest warrants in 2009 and 2010 for Bashir, accusing him of masterminding atrocities in his campaign to crush a revolt in the western region of Darfur. Algeria begins 3 days of national mourning today in honor of the 65 people, including 28 soldiers who died from wildfires in the country's Berber section. Dozens of fires began scorching mountainsides in the Berber region on Monday, destroying homes and animals that provided a livelihood for the region. The Prime Minister and Interior Minister both said earlier this week that arson was suspected in the Kabyle blazes despite a heat wave and high winds fanning the flames. New Zealand, that is, which has completely stamped out the coronavirus, plans to cautiously reopen its borders to international travelers early next year. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the government planned to follow the advice of experts and maintain the elimination strategy. Ardern said the borders would not reopen until after New Zealand's vaccine rollout was completed at the end of the year. New Zealand's success is erasing the coronavirus, and erasing the coronavirus has allowed life to return almost to normal. The South Pacific nation of 5 million people has reported just 26 deaths since the pandemic began. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.